some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
So we're going to skip the fanfare and say, take two. Sometimes technology is a great thing. We had this fantastic piece going on here with Zoe Niklaus on the show. We call it the education portion of her guest spotage each month. And all of a sudden, the show said, oh, we're going to end the show in 15 seconds. And I'm like, wait! And so I'm frantically working with the folks at Blog Talk, and they said, you can either delete the show and start over fresh, or you're stuck with what you got. And I said, well, okay, let's start it over. So for everybody who's recalled back in, I thank you. And, for everybody who's listening online and pinging me on Facebook, like Tony in New Jersey and Wesley and Angela and Paul and Jackie, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And for the live callers, we're going to get to you in just a second. So I think I had a couple more questions here for you, Zoe, before we get going. And that was really starting to talk about your radio special and then upcoming events. What's going on for you in the next, 4, 6, 8 weeks?
Well, you know what? Quite a bit. But first, let's segue over to the radio special. And I think this is way appropriate now due to the little fupa here. So radio special people, through the end of this month, guess what? The rates are cut in half. So we're looking at $1 a minute. Good through 10/31, all the way through Halloween. And feel free to just go to my website. You can go ahead and fill out the contact form, send in your info, and then we'll go from there as far as figuring out a time and all of that. So I just would like to let people know this. And we're beginning to approach holiday season. Some of the squeamish, squishy questions are already coming up regarding the holidays. So this would be an excellent time to take advantage of this special. So there we go. Up-and-coming events, I'll tell you what. I actually was at an event. I was at a healing event last month way up in Alaska.
Wow.
And, yes, there are a team of us. There's three of us. We work with the energies of what we call the Ascended Masters. And Ascended Masters were beings once upon a time who have been on this earth plane. They became self-realized, serving humanity, usually here to bring the white light and to just help people raise their vibration. And the main focus of that is what? It's healing. It's healing and its messages. And so the team I work on, they are all... they are what we called embodied Ascended Masters, where the energies of the Masters themselves work through the individuals. So in other words, it makes healing and readings extremely potent, very exciting, and they're a lot of fun. So last month we were in Anchorage. Next week the Ascended Masters will be in Maui. So next Wednesday we will be on a plane. Off we go, and we'll do a 4-day event. And after Maui, myself and one other person possibly too will actually be returning up to Anchorage, Alaska, where I will be teaching class for 2 days. One of my fortes is numerology. There's a wonderful book out in the world, an old school book. The author is Juno Jordan. And the name of the book is, I believe it's Numerology, The Romance in Your Name. Just an excellent, excellent primer if anyone is new to numerology. Anyway, I have an audience up there that's growing, and we will be discussing this from several different perspectives. And then later in November, we'll be doing a 1-day healing event up in Bellingham, Washington. And then after the first of the year, some of these plans are still being put into the works, but we will be on the East Coast. We will then be moving through Africa, Northern and Southern Africa, and then finishing up in the UK for that particular tour. So we will be in the UK right around March of 2016. So for those of you listeners who are in the UK right now, keep your eyes and ears open for the events of the Ascended Masters. We will be in London. So that's what's coming up.
How do you get hooked up with all of these Maui, Anchorage, London trips? That sounds awesome.
It's one of those things sometimes of it's who you know.
Yeah, well,
there are different organizations. They do tend to be church affiliated, and specifically the Spiritualist Church. However, there is a difference. You know, the Spiritualist Church in and of itself operates in two fashions. There's the branch that belongs to national, which means we follow these sets of rules. Then there's the Spiritualist Churches that are, they don't necessarily subscribe to that set of rules. However, they do engage with the Ascended Masters, both in belief and in practice. So, yeah, and so it's been through a series of contacts. When I returned to Washington State 2 years ago, I came back for more so a personal journey, return to where I came from, find my roots, this kind of a story, a little bit of a bohemian, although I hadn't been for a number of years. But through this process and starting to work the psychic fair venues and all of that, that's when I came into contact with one individual. Actually, the individual had found me a year and a half ago and kept their eye on me to make sure I was okay and always did some protections and stuff to basically keep me safe. So anyway, when I discovered the center here that I am now a part of, that's where these Ascended Master energies are at, locally here. And again, must rephrase that we're in a day and a time where the Masters are returning to the Earth plane to help raise the vibration, and they're now embodying human beings. We do have people who channel the Masters. We do have people who run the energies of the Masters. And then there's this whole different vein where the Masters have now started to embody themselves, and that's what the difference is. So the purpose, again, is to heal and to bring messages and to raise the vibration of the planet. And that's so exciting. And so I am a part of that, and that's what we do. And it's like everyone else. Listen, 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago, I was living there in California with my California peeps. I love my Cali people. And we sat down, and we did healing, and we did manifesting. We wrote out goals. Where do we want to be? Where do we want to be in 3 years, in 5 years? This stuff is real. It really does happen. And it's been amazing. And so it's been all of this tour of my own inner canvas of life just this last year has been dreams coming true. And it's so exciting. And I just love, you know, helping to educate other people. That's what drives me so much, is to bring healing to people, bring messages, and feeling like, you know, since I feel like I'm my own example of, wow, I made this decision and now I'm living it and doing it, I have nothing else to do except share that, and I love it.
If you've answered this already, I apologize, but this has been stuck in the back of my head. For the energies that you're working with, how do you describe them for your healing work?
The energies that I work with, you know, again, connecting with Creator, that part has not changed for me. It does bring about, however, a different level of intensity. So it's possible to heal in several different ways, but when people are actually sitting in front of me, when they come to me, whether it's at the center or I meet them, I do make house calls as well. So, you know, I may go to their home or meet them, you know, in a neutral place, in a public place somewhere. The energies are simply intense. There's a series of protection that I do for myself to make sure that I'm protected as well as my client. So the energies are different in that the healing is even more instant and more spontaneous. I do find in these times, and I run into this as well, there are certain people, you know, and it's just where they're at, where they may find resistance to this, where they want to be, I don't want to use the word combative, but they're a little bit challenging. It's okay, because to me, what that is saying to me is that we're getting real close to the heart of the matter, and they're just about ready to turn that corner and begin their healing process. So it's a lot of energy, but with the energies that I use, I always go through the Creator first. Because remember, ascended masters have done great things. They were also people on the planet. They're of Creator. They're here to bring the I Am presence, which is the Christ consciousness. However, I still choose to go through Creator first. Yes.
With that, is it time that we start taking some calls and answering questions and things like that of our fantastic listeners?
Absolutely. They're probably chomping at the bit.
They're chomping at the bit. Well, the first person chomping at the bit sent me a note first thing this morning when this popped up on my Facebook feed that you were coming back on. And this is Wesley. And Wesley is asking about love and relationships and what you see in store for him.
Okay. So, Leslie. First of all, there has been resistance, and you said this is a he?
Wesley, yes.
Oh, Wesley, excuse me, yes. Okay, so within Wesley, yes, he's had some resistance within him, and this boils back down to the issue we've visited before in the past, which is unworthiness. And so once he can break through those little barriers, and at this point it is minimal. It's kind of like the final residue of really preparing oneself, one's heart, to really make that active conscious decision to say, okay, you know what? Okay, God, I think I'm ready for love now. Please make sure my heart really is ready for this and I'm mentally ready, physically, everything else. So that being said, I do see the option of love coming to him in the next 2 to 3 months. It's fairly soon. Wesley's already done some work around this. There's been some hurt and pain of the past. However, I do see that Wesley has done what he can to work through that part of it. There is still one or two things really tugging and pulling, and that's okay. If he'd like to take advantage of the special, I'd be more than happy to help identify what those things are and just get them cleared out. It would be a real simple process.
There you go, Wesley. Hope that helps you. And next, we're going to get to our live callers. And I put everybody back in the same order I believe you were in before, if you've called in. So thank you very much for doing that. And then our first live call tonight is going to come from Tom. Tom, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Hi. This might be a little mundane compared to the work you do with the masters, but I'd like to know, do you see me being able to pick up my family and move out of state?
Okay. Well, in time, yes. Right now, it does. The murkiness that you've been feeling, I see that and I feel that. It feels like every time you've taken one step forward, it's been 5 steps back. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. That's exactly the way it is.
Yes. And so somewhere within the beliefs with whatever you're running on the inside, believe it or not, there's a part of you that doesn't feel it's possible. So would you like to know through Creator that it is possible to have your dreams come true and to pick up and do what you want to do?
Absolutely.
Well, then let's do that. We'll just get that going right now. So that being said, it's still going to take some time, you know. Hopefully, I know you've been patient for longer than you'd prefer to be. Let's put it that way.
Like 11 years.
Yes. And so, well, then I guess this timeline won't seem as long. It feels to me within the next 7 to 8 months, it feels to me that by late spring, early summer of 16, Not only will you have moved, you'll be in the new location. And it feels like there's more sunshine in that area. Not sure where you're at right now, but the place you're going, it's more of a temperate place to be. Someone in your family needs a more temperate atmosphere, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, definitely.
Yes. And so that's coming, and the individual's health will improve. It will help stabilize. It's not going to make things go away, but it'll make things more comfortable. So, yeah, just keep your mind positive. Write out the positive statements. One of the things that I've learned recently is to write this out. I give myself permission to relocate out of the area. Whatever your sentence is, preface it with, I give myself permission. The next one is, I am living in whatever the name of the place is that you would like to go to. Because when you do this, when we put pen to paper, this is like a written statement, a written contract to the universe saying, okay, I'm giving myself permission to move my family, giving myself permission to have all the funds necessary, giving myself permission to attract the right home, attract the right area, attract the right weather, and so on. So I highly suggest that because it really does work. When we put pen to paper, it sets things in motion. So there you go, Tom.
Don't forget anything.
Yeah. Don't forget anything. Please do your homework and also say your prayers too. Yes, absolutely. So, yes.
Yeah, you were going to say call upon.
Well, after I started to say that, the thing that came in instead is the Lord's Prayer. Say the Lord's Prayer. Conclude your prayers with, in the name of Jesus the Christ.
Okay.
And that will also help keep a proper spiritual I am presence alignment. And again, try to be as positive as you can. Know that in this new vibration, it feels a little weird because there is a lot more freedom. And just know that for the next 3 months in general for everybody, because of this new freedom, we're still not quite sure how to operate within that. Just know that you're okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Very good. I like that.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Thank
you. I appreciate your patience calling back in, too. And I've got out my gratitude book here tonight. So I've started a new segment in the book called I Am Giving Myself Permission To. So I know what I'm doing after the show tonight. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Our next live caller is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, where did you go on? Here we go. There we go. Nathaniel, you're back on the air with Zoe Niklaus. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Nathaniel?
Pretty good.
Good. How can we help you?
Do you see me moving or getting a new car soon or general message?
Let's see here. Moving, I don't see right away. I see you sitting still where you're at for probably at least another 4 to 5 months or so. And that's okay because once we move into 2016, the energies will change. For you personally, it will be more favorable. A new car is coming. It almost looks like for right now, though, you might need to, because it looks like there's mechanical issues, and if not now, then there might be, so just keep an eye out. You might be in something where you're not entirely comfortable with it. Your ideals of what you would like to be driving are separate from what you have. But there is a different car coming. I see a yellow vehicle for some reason. So something brighter, doesn't necessarily have to be yellow, but a brighter vehicle, a vehicle that you're going to be happier driving. It almost looks like a two-door, almost like a convertible. And so this is also symbolic of your life and the movement that you've been going through as well. So is something new coming? Yes. Yes. So I would be looking at the next 6 months or so. So again, I would suggest the same to you. Give yourself permission to have that new car. Give yourself permission to move. Okay?
Okay. You wouldn't see where I was moving to, would you?
What area are you in currently?
I'm in Barstow. I'm in the desert.
Oh, I know where you're at.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Beyond the desert. I think you're being nice about it. ooh-wee. Barstow, Arizona.
I don't like it. I've been here for a couple of years. I don't like it.
It's a little dry and a little hot.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. You know, when you're ready to put your mind to it, yes, you will be relocating. I see you moving probably more. It's not going to be a huge move, but it's a big move for you, closer to Central California, if not up into Southern Oregon. So you actually need more green around you. You need more green trees around you. You also need the ocean water around you, too, so that you can feel more alive. Yeah. Barstow has kind of dried up the energy, so to speak, for you. It's taxed you, and it's time for you to get rejuvenated again. So, yes, the slump that you're in will start to dissolve. You're going to have to push your own tail forward, though. Sometime after Christmas, you're going to feel reignited. It's sort of like you decide that on New Year's Eve, you're really going to promise yourself to commit to this, and you will. Once you mentally commit to it, you're going to move rather quickly with it.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Nathaniel,
bye-bye,
for your call. Have a good night. And our next call is coming from Joanna, and she is live with you now. Zoe? Joanna?
Oh, Garrett, it's Donna. It was
why did I have that?
My phone was kind of bad.
Why am I saying that? Because that is like not even Donna's name. But anyway, well, Donna.
That's all right. Hi, Zoe. I wanted to know if a relationship's coming in for me. I would like to get married. I would like to have a companion, love relationship. I'm kind of alone right now, and I just think life is better that way.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And my number one question for you is, are you ready?
Well, I want to take off 10 pounds, then I'll be ready.
Well, okay, so Donna, it also comes
I'm
back
working
to
on
when,
it.
You're working on it. Well, that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We can go back, though, and revisit giving yourself permission. Wouldn't it be lovely to give yourself permission to be loved by someone who accepts you as you are, you know.
Oh,
yes, and including the extra 1 pound you have. You see, so is love coming? It is. There are certain beliefs going on within you where you still feel undeserving, and it's, again, it's sort of like an earlier caller that we had, our earlier question from somebody, where there's still a quiet little thing on the inside where you've got what I call the if-then formula. If I do this, then I will be worthy. If I do this, then someone will want me. If I do this, then I think I will be okay to be loved. So be, you know, awareness is always half the battle. Awareness is 50%. If you can just review your thoughts, and I have a couple of students that I mentor, and I ask them to journal. Be aware of your thoughts, what comes through your mind, and this is just personal homework assignment for you to do. But be mindful, be aware, what are the thoughts coming through your head? What are the little quiet, negative, nagging, wah-wah thoughts? Get those down on paper. And then kind of put together the storyline of where do these things come from. What you're dealing with also is an inner child issue. It's a safety issue on the inside. Will you have love again? Absolutely you will. You do want it, but it's like this is the fine-tuning part. This is the part where it's like, okay, now we got to go in. We got to dust things off. We've got to re-grease a few little ball bearings here, and then you'll be good to go. When this comes in for you is this feels more like late March, early spring. Let me see. Late March, early to mid-April. You will have met someone that is interesting to you. I also feel like you're going to take your time a little bit more with this person. It's not going to be something that you just jump in and run with it. You're going to shop the grocery aisles a little bit more before you go to the checkout counter. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't like to rush into anything. I like to get to know someone and, you know, have it be authentic. Do you think, though, that it, whoever does come in, that it will lead to a marriage?
It will in time. It does feel like there's going to be a couple of different points of interest for you. And you don't even necessarily, like, go out on a dinner date. It's sort of like, ladies, this is true. If you want to meet somebody, go to the produce section on a Friday night. And I just see you engaging in conversation with different ones, and you're going through a process of opening yourself up to other possibilities, even though you may not act upon them, that's okay. But, yeah, something more permanent will happen. It does feel like a year to year and a half from now, you will likely be married again. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What is your webpage? Because I want to take advantage of your special that you're having.
Yes, absolutely. Please. It's zoenicklaus.com. ZoeNiclaus. S like Sam. .com. Yeah.
Got it.
Dollar a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
Our next caller is Roxana. And Roxana, thank you for being patient and waiting. You are now live with Zoe.
Oh, hello, Zoe. Thank you so much for taking my phone calls. I have a question similar to the previous. I am looking for a relationship that will lead to marriage, remarriage, or commitment, like living together, something like this. How soon this can happen and if this person will come my way.
Okay, Roxana. Let's see here. First of all, the most recent experience that you had with love involved some dark times for you. It was difficult, okay? And coming out of that, you feel like you've worked pretty well on moving through some issues and getting yourself more upright. I see that happening, and that you are still working through that process. There is still some time, though, that's needed for you to heal your heart, and meeting someone will come. Commitment's going to come first, yes, but I see for you a little bit more healing work still needs to be done. Does this make sense to you? Matters of the heart.
Yeah, I think that if it will be the right person, I'm kind of ready because I feel I'm done with the past. Unless this person changes and comes back into my life, I don't know.
Right, right. There will be a new person. It's also, let's see here. That's something where you may need to decide, keeping a door open like that, you're, in a sense, you're inviting that energy to come back in. However, at the same time, you're wanting to move forward and invite a new energy in. So this is kind of creating a quiet crossroads, if you will. So that's a personal decision that you would need to make on the inside, number one. And then number two, it looks like by between now and September of next year, so about a year, you will have met a nice gentleman. He is of a quiet, very sweet demeanor, and it will be your choice in terms of, you know, first of all, engaging with him and then following through on the dating thing. And I do see you taking your time a little bit, but this is a nice conservative man. Just a little bit older than you, but very sweet and very kind-hearted. So whatever your thoughts have been in terms of manifesting a new person, that is going to come about for you.
I'm honestly, I could meet new people, but I'm looking for marriage, remarriage specifically. I don't want just dating. I'm really tired of dating, and it didn't make me feel happy. So do you think that I will be married eventually?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, you will be. And so what I'm saying is between now and next year, I don't really see you dating. But between now and next year, I do see you meeting someone that you're going to feel peaceful with. And it will be someone that, again, first of all, you're going to take the next this next relationship on a slower speed. But, yes, it will go into something different for you in a good way, in a very good way.
Oh, that's great. Can I ask a really quick question if it's okay on a,
sure.
on a different subject? My current job, it's been a lot of frustration with the current job, but, you know, there's very slim chance to find another one. I'm over 50. It's really hard to find a job. Do you feel I will keep this job or it'll, I won't be able to keep the job that I have now?
It looks like you're going to stay at your present job for a bit. Something different. There's an idea from someone that may come across the table. Someone that knows someone will pass along information to you about something. It would be good as far as a temporary thing. I don't see it being real long term, but it would take you out of it for probably 2 to 2.5 years or so.
So the job that I am now, I will keep for about 2 to 2.5 years?
Yeah, the job that you're at now, that will always be there for you. There's to be, the other position is an option. It won't be presented to you just yet, not for about 3-4 months yet. It's something you learn about from a friend of a friend. Anyway, it's something different, and if you choose to take that position, it would go out for 2 to 2.5 years.
Because I'm mostly interested to stay where I am now. I've been here many, many years, and it has excellent benefits, and that's why I cannot afford to leave these benefits. So
Yes. So, and that's something, too. Again, it would be your choice, but, yeah, the current job you're at, it's there for you for the long run. So
it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hey, Roxana. Thank you
for
your call. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
And let's see here. We have another, this is a little out of order here, but we're going to get to Chrissy, who's asking a question out of the Blog Talk chat room. She would like to know, it's Chrissy, and she says, I would like to know what you see in my life in the next 6 months as far as changes, new paths, and opportunities.
That's a big question there. Okay. So let's see here. In the next 6 months, as far as changes, paths, and opportunities, Chrissy. Okay, so let's see here. Chrissy's got firecracker stuff going on. I see that for the next 2 months even, she's got lots of choices to make. Her values are changing. The way she looks at the world is changing and changing rapidly at that. So that being said, With she's really doing a major shakedown. Those energies are something else. That's cool. That's really, really cool. New paths and opportunities. Yeah, there's going to be one, even two different job offers, and that's going to be fantastic for her. New paths. The path that she's been on is actually an old path. As much as her life is changing, it's just been the same thing, different day, same thing, different day. So that's why her values are changing a lot right now. And she's going to go through kind of like a nice universal shakedown, as they kind of like to do with us when we've been holding on to old stuff too long. So that's going to, so just, Chrissy, hold on for the ride for the next couple of months. But it will take you onto a couple of different new paths. It's going to require you to change your thinking. So perceptions of life as you know it now will likely need to be reshifted and readjusted. So it does look good. At the end of the six-month period, when a new path is established, there will be a secondary path as well. The secondary path, if it's not career, it's going to be spiritual orientated. So anyway, yeah.
Okay, cool. I hope that helps, Chrissy.
Yeah.
And of course, if you'd like more time with Zoe, take advantage of that dollar a minute special now through the end of October. ZoeNiklaus.com. The link is on the show page. You just got to click it and you'll go right there, which is very, very cool. Let's get to our next caller, and that's going to be Allison. Allison, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I have a part-time job, only 11 hours a week. I love the job, but it's a very small company, and people don't leave much. And I was wondering if you see me getting more hours, irregular hours, not just, you know, filling in when somebody has to go on vacation, but getting some more hours at that job.
I'm looking at that. You know, Allison, it looks like, you know, for one thing, you're working the one job, and I see that. It also looks like you may be visiting two or three other jobs as well. Doesn't mean you're going to be working two or three other jobs. No, not necessarily. I see you visiting other options. Don't be surprised if you do pick up a second job.
The I already have job, a second job. I have a second job, which I detest. I detest that second job, and I can't can't take on any more work. I already have one. I would love to get rid of that second job. It's the first job that is my where my heart is.
Right. Okay. The other thing that I was seeing, and this makes sense then, was a third job. You will probably find something, a different job, to replace that second job. I see that happening in a matter of a couple of months. Again, it's a matter of mentally deciding that you're ready to do this, and of course, having the energy to do so, because that can require a lot of energy. So anyway, again, if you've listened to the previous callers, get out your gratitude journal or start a notebook. I give myself permission. I give myself permission to have a primary job, which I will be happy at, and it produces me a lot of money. Something along those lines. But preface your statements with, I give myself permission. Because when we do this, and again, when we put pen to paper and do this exercise, and it sounds silly, it sounds like kindergarten, it works. Because we're just putting it out to the universe, this is what I want, this is what I need. Will this happen for you? Yes. However, the downside is with a second job, it still is going to go on probably up to almost the end of the year. I see something coming through like an 11th hour type deal, meaning all of a sudden you hear about something and it's like, oh, well, I could probably do that. And then you're dropping that second job. That is coming through. Keep your passion. Your passion job is not changing.
Well, no, but I know it's not changing, but will I get more hours? That was the question. Will somebody leave so I can get more hours?
Minimally. I see it going from like 11 hours to maybe 15 to 18 hours. It's not going to be a substantial number of hours.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Is this person leaving? Because I've been told this person is not leaving. And been told that by my boss, as well as the person who looked like he might be dropping a shift. And so I was wondering if you had any sense of the time frame on this, if he does in fact leave, even though I've been told he's not going to.
Right. Either way,
am I looking at a long wait? Am I looking at a year wait for him to go, or?
It's going to be at least 2 to 6 months, yeah. It's not going to be an instant thing. It's not right around the corner. So continue to operate with it as it is for right now. And the other thing, when you begin focusing on getting a different secondary job, that will help start the energy going to where that'll actually move the energy of the first position that you're holding right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Wow. Lots of great questions tonight. We have got about 20 more minutes left in this restart, our rebooted take two, we're calling it. So we're going to try to get to as many of your calls as possible. If I haven't screened you yet, when I bring Patty on the line next, I'm going to go back into the secret bat line and screen more of your calls. So hang tight. I'll be asking for your first name only. And Patty, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hi, Zoe. My question is, I've kind of been having a little back and forth with my relationship about where our next steps, next level is, and I'm wondering if we can find compromise.
Okay. Let's see here. So first of all, with this big shift that we've just come through, and especially all the energies from the last 4 to 5 months, it has seriously challenged relationships. So number one, just to validate that for you, and you're not alone with that.
Okay.
So this is very real. So number two, can there be a compromise? Yes. Now, part of this right now is that we have the planet of Saturn in the sign of Sagittarius, which is fire. And this is going to go on for the next 2.5 years. So it's not a surprise that you guys are revisiting this and redeciding, okay, what matters, what doesn't. Let's burn away the fat, let's cut off the excess, whatever, and let's figure out what's possible here. And again, when answering questions like this, I like to provide a little bit of educational backdrop because all these factors play into everything. It really does. So when it comes to your relationship, I see that both of you do want to move forward. I do see that there's been some hesitancy on one party side but not the other. And you two will initially agree to, you know, be kind and do all the nice right things, say all the nice right things, and you'll be able to work out the bugs and stay together. So later down the road, one of you may decide that, you know, my values are different. I think I might want to do something different. So right now, just take your time, both of you, and be very clear and even write things down on paper of what's important, what's not. But I do see that a compromise is definitely possible. And right now, because of all the recent astrology messy things, it's like the communication between you two has also been somewhat challenged. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, at the moment, we're not even speaking. And so I guess my question was, do you see us even getting there in the rest of this year, I guess?
I do, because you, believe it or not, you two are going to begin talking and communicating. And again, it's the communication component. And you two are going to then figure things out. And moving from there, is it possible? It's always possible. Is it what you want and what he wants? That's the next question. And what I see in the big picture, yes, it is possible for you two to still be a couple. But for right now, the most challenging thing has been the communication. It feels like one party, whatever situation or events that have taken place, one party is holding on to that more so than the other party and is having a more difficult time moving forward. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, when the resistance lifts for the individual, then the communication can start. For right now, just be forgiving of the time. Sometime I would probably start... Let me see here. Looking at the calendar, it looks like if not the end of the month, the beginning of November, you two will be back in communication again.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Sure.
Thanks, Patty.
No problem.
And then our next caller, Keisha, you've been hanging on the line the next longest, so I'm going to bring you on next. Keisha, you're now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Keisha?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. My question is, what did you see coming up for my love life?
Let's see. Your love life. I'm just having a look at it, Keisha. It does, first of all, it feels like someone's kind of been around but not consistently, kind of an on-again, off-again type deal. The pattern of this may continue. I don't feel a strong consistency of a presence until probably April of next year. Okay? It's interesting because a lot of this, I think, with the energies going on right now, too, it feels taxing. There is a strong possibility in December of either a commitment by this person or you meet a new person. So December actually feels very good. I don't know if you attend any sort of holiday functions, Christmas parties, church events, whatever, but there's going to be a social event that you're going to choose to participate in. That's where you meet this individual. So that is an option. If we're talking about someone presently in your life, the commitment is going to come, finally start to come forward in a way that's going to be new. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the bigger picture, there will be one. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Okay.
It's coming. Okay?
Okay. Well,
thank you. Keisha. Have a great night.
Okay.
And let's see here. Laura is next. Laura, thank you for being so patient and waiting. You are now live with Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can I help you?
I had an interview on Friday with a company in California, and I was wondering if you see me getting that job and making the move or staying put where I'm at.
Okay. Let's see here. As far as the interview goes, that feels positive. Have you been to California? Have you visited California at all in the past?
I have, yeah. I was out around Monterey Bay.
Okay, perfect. The reason I'm asking, because I've lived there as well. I know Garrett lives there too. It has a different type of energy. It's a Virgo state, which means it's a deep thinking state. And the awesome part about it is that a person can move to California with virtually nothing and create this brand new lovely life. But it can be a little bit intense as well because, you know, being your own best proponent. As far as the interview goes, it does feel good, yes. It does feel like you're within the top two as far as being hired for the position. So should you be actually hired for the position, I do see you just packing up from wherever you're at now and heading straight to wherever this opportunity is at. So that feels good for you. You're also ready for other reasons. It is time for you to move forward to shake some things off, to shake off some events in your life that haven't been going so great, and it would overall be a good change for you.
Well, would the people that I would be working with, would that all be really good for me too? Would I have good working relationships with the hiring manager and anybody else I would be working with?
You know, companies are funny. I see that you would have you would have a sound or grounded relationship, not just with the hiring person, but with the manager, yes. In terms of the coworkers, it would be favorable in some ways, but remember that also exists within yourself first. So keep your power within yourself. You would have the support of the manager. You would work well with the coworkers. However, you want to remember to keep your energies primarily within yourself, because it looks like in the past you may have overextended a little bit, putting your energy out within other employees, if that makes sense, and then feeling like something's happened to where you have felt flat. Do you understand?
Yeah. I think I do.
Yeah, just in other words, investing yourself too much personally within employees, and at the end of the day, they're actually coworkers, and everyone goes home to their life. So, anyway, it's a lesson for you to learn how to step into a new employer situation. Yes, work with the manager, however, rely upon yourself. So for you, it would be a good change, but there's definitely learning that would come with that. So, as long as you're ready for it, yes. If you're not ready for it, you would definitely feel like a fish out of water a little bit. Would you adjust and acclimate? Oh, yes, absolutely you would. Just remember it starts within. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when do you think this would happen? How soon?
If you have the interview Friday and we are in October,
they were a video conference through the computer. There were two of them. So I would think that if they were interested, they probably would want to fly me out for an in-person interview.
Mm-hmm. The in-person is what I saw. I see an in-person interview. Yes. Yes.
How soon would you see that happening?
The interview itself, a face-to-face interview would happen. There's the phone interview first, then there's a face-to-face interview in the next 2 to 4 weeks. A new position would actually begin closer to the end of this year or the beginning of January for the next fiscal year, for the next fiscal round is what I'm getting at.
Laura, we're going to move on, but you're going to have to keep us posted, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate the reading.
Thanks for the call. We've got about 7 minutes left, and we have what's called a hard finish tonight. So whether or not we're finished with a caller or anything, the show ends. So we're probably going to try to take one more call, and then we're going to see where we're at. So our next caller is Monica. Monica, you are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Thank you for calling. Yes.
Hey, thanks. My question is, I have a friend that I've been going out with, and I'm beginning to see, or it could just be me. I think she has some, like, bipolar issues, and I just want to make sure if I'm kind of picking up a little bit, right?
He has what type of issues?
Like bipolar or different personalities or some kind of chemical imbalance.
That is correct. And part of this also can be the pattern of addiction. So whether it is addiction or not, what you are sensing is correct. And the question would then become is, he would want to get to a place where he'd want to help himself first. And in the meantime, it would be upon you to make your own decision and choices within yourself. In other words, is this something where you are going to try to quote-unquote fix him, or will you allow him to do what he needs to do? And there's a big difference there, because one is, allowing him to do his own process, or two, you become an enabler. And that would seriously change the dynamics of the possibility of a relationship, because then that would generate where the relationship's going to go. And I don't know that you want to go down that road. So,
because he's getting help and going to the meetings and church and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping himself busy, yeah.
Excellent. That's excellent then. Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Monica,
so
thank you for the call.
Do you see him straighten it out a little bit? Yes or no? Just yes or no?
Pardon me?
Would he get straight? Because I'm not, you know, trying to be a co make him depend on me. I'm going to let him do, you know.
Right. Yeah, he, in time, it's just that this, the journey that he's on is a process. And it's going to
okay.
be some time before he will be on his own feet. So.
Gotcha.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Monica.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
You're
night.
Welcome.
You
okay.
too.
Okay. And we're going to get Valerie on next. Valerie, you are now live with Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How can I help you?
Yeah, do you see anything happening within the next 2 months?
Is there a particular area that you would like to focus on?
Well, I'm going to be on break from work from mid-November.
Okay.
For the first of the year.
Okay.
So I was just kind of wanted to see what would be happening.
So what else might be going on during that time that you're off? Is that right?
Yes.
Honestly, let's see here. With this break, first of all, it's the obvious you're going to enjoy the holidays and you're going to enjoy the time off. But I do see you picking up a new hobby. I do see you working with your hands. I also see you beginning to delve into your spirituality. And you're going to be revisiting your values in a different kind of way. And it's going to be a little bit of the mind expansion. So there is also a couple of contacts that you have, a couple of different individuals that you are ready to revisit what the relationship of these people really are in relation to you, and you're going to be making some decisions around that. So you're going to use it kind of like a personal retreat time. I don't see you just sitting around. I see you finally taking care of these little details of concerns that you've had on the inside of you. And you're going to really use this time constructively. Yeah, I see you also relaxing and watching a lot of movies. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's needed.
Yes, very much so. So yes, relax, chill out, do some fun hobby, and just get reacquainted with yourself and the people around you. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds Thanks, good. Valerie.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Have a great
You're
night.
Welcome.
Zoe, can we try to sneak one more in?
Oh, absolutely.
If
yes.
you, it has to be quick. So, Lisa, in 727, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead.
Hey, Zoe, I just wanted to know when you feel I'll be relocating. Thank you.
You're going to be relocating in the next 4 to 7 months. It's coming up quicker than you think. That may sound like a long time, but it's not. And when it's time to move, you've got to be ready, so start preparing now. Yep. Yep. And it's coming quick, and it's coming from a direction that you're not anticipating, and it's a good thing. And again, I strongly suggest write it out on paper. I give myself permission. And then finish that and write out as many sentences as you can, but put pen to paper and activate that and create that and manifest it for yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Keep us posted on where you're going. Have a great night. Zoe, that ends
yes.
another episode. We still had probably another dozen people that were on the line. I'm so sorry we haven't been able to get to you. Go to zoeniklaus.com, and you can take advantage of the Redigy Radio Special, $1 a minute now through the end of October. So book your session now and schedule your time as quickly as you can. Take advantage of that really cool offer. You get about 20 seconds, Zoe. Any famous last words that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, a message that we hadn't talked about earlier in these squishy times, love. It's all about love. Love yourselves. Love other people. Ask Creator to send love to those all around you. And just be present within yourself. Move, belly float right now, and just know that all great things really are coming. And that lives between your ears. We got to decide what we want our perception of life to look like and start creating that and manifesting it.
And with
Absolutely.
That, everybody, we will see you live tomorrow morning with interviews in the UK with Paul Tamms.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.